Hi, my name is Glenn Gailey. I'm a senior content developer at Microsoft. I work on Azure Functions. Today, I'm going to show you how easy it is to create your first Azure function in the Azure portal using the Quick Start. First, we need to create a new function app, which is basically where our functions will run in Azure. So let's change the name to My First Function. And we'll go ahead and also change the region to West US. Click Create and Get Started. And what happens here is our function app will get provisioned in Azure App Service. And now it's going to be loaded in the Azure portal. And now you can see we basically land on the Quick Start tab on the Azure Functions in the portal. So we'll go ahead and click on Webhook and API because we're going to create a new HTTP triggered function. And we'll click on Create a Function. So the first thing that happens is you're taken to a tour of Azure Functions. So we will quickly go ahead and take that tour. We'll click Next. That takes us to the Integrate tab, which shows where you can basically change your trigger and specify input and output bindings for your function. Next, it shows you basically that these are function app settings where you can hook into some of the benefits of app service where function apps run. And then we finish up here back on the develop page. You can see our code is generated for us from a template. It's basically an HTTP request that takes a name value either in the body or as a query string. And we basically just reflect back the name in a hello world style. So let's go ahead. Down here you see on the develop tab, there is a run button, which essentially, when I click run, it just executes the HTTP request using the, and I'll change it to my name, Glenn. And then we run this, we'll see that the request is sent, and then it's reflected back as hello, Glenn. So that worked great. This is, of course, in the portal. We can see the logs here showing the request was executed successfully. Now let's go ahead and run the same thing from a browser. So we'll go ahead and take our function URL, which you see here at the top, includes a code, which is an API key that you need to be able to access the function remotely. So we'll copy that and go over to our browser. And then we'll go ahead and paste that into the browser. We're going to append our query string, which is at name equals Glenn. And then when we execute this from the browser, we'll see that we get the same thing reflected back to us. Hello world, hello Glenn. Switch back over to the portal. We can see that the logs show that indeed it executed again as before. This shows you how quick and easy it is to create your first Azure function in the portal using the Azure Functions Quick Start.